I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Whenever you read the Gospel of John, you have to be careful with the details, because John doesn't waste words, and any little detail he throws out there has meaning. The fact that he talks about the story of Jesus and he says it was winter time is a clue. The fact that he says it's the festival of dedication is a clue. That festival of dedication is what we now call Hanukkah. And it recounted an event in Israel's history when they had gone through a very dark time. It was a time when the temple was desecrated, when women and children were slaughtered. It was a dreadful, dreadful time in the history. The entire temple was made into a brothel. Could you imagine if people came into Ephraim Moravian Church and turned it into a house of prostitution? Can you just imagine it? The temple of God turned into a brothel. There were horrible sacrifices put on the altar of God. And in that time, God raised up an army led by Judas Maccabees. Now, that was before the name Judas was destroyed forever. But Judas Maccabees came and routed the people who were doing these terrible things and restored order, not only to the country, but also to that their beloved temple. And they had to clean out the temple of all the gross things that had been happening there. And part of temple worship was to prepare a special oil that would be used for the lamps that would burn on the menorah. And they could only find one small vial of oil that had not been polluted. And so they used that vial to light the candles. And they were to light the candles for 8 days, but there was only one vial for one day. And the miracle that happened, the legend is that the oil extended all 8 days until they could make more oil for this great event. So you notice in every Jewish household that there's a menorah, especially during the time of Hanukkah. It is called the Festival of Lights. So here John places Jesus during the Festival of Lights at Solomon's portico. And what does that tell us? That the light of the world is there. So at the Festival of Lights, Jesus is there walking around Solomon's porch. And leaders come up to him and said, "You know what? We got to know, are you the Messiah or not?" Now, it's ironic because he's been doing up until that point everything that you would think a Messiah would do. He's healed the blind. He's raised the lame people. He's opened the ears of the deaf. These are all signs of the Messiah. He calls himself the light of the world. And they said, "Now, we're a little puzzled here. Are you really the Messiah?" And he said, "I've shown you all of these things, and yet you still don't believe. You will not see what your eyes see." Now, even if they had not seen it, all the reports had come out about this man, this great prophet, and they still couldn't see. And he said, "The reason you can't see is because you're not one of my sheep. You can't hear my voice." So if we're called the sheep of Jesus, how do we hear his voice? Now, in those days, even the people that saw the miracles, some of them believed right away. They believed their own eyes. Some of them said, "No, it can't be true. The guy's a flim-flam man. There's something going on here. It's just not true." Others had a spin on it. How do you know the voice of Jesus? How can we follow this voice? And especially in a day and age when there's so many voices coming out at us. There's clamoring voices from the media. There's clamoring voices in our own families. How do we know to discern the voice of Jesus? Well, the voice of Jesus will always be a voice of peace. Anytime there's conflict, the voice of Jesus speaks peace. The voice of Jesus will always be the voice of calm. The voice of Jesus will always be the voice of love. The voice of Jesus will always be the voice of reconciliation. The voice of Jesus will always be the voice that brings common sense to a situation. But I am not advocating that the voice of Jesus is always one where we sit around saying, "Om, calm." Because if that was true, I couldn't stand up here. Because my slogan is usually, "Don't start with me, you know how I get." So I'd have a very hard time being a minister of the gospel if everything had to be peaceful. Because that's just not how I'm made up. So I'm so glad for the Jesus of peace, but also the Jesus that took a whip and beat people up in the temple. I'm also loving the Jesus who went like this to the Pharisees. Because Jesus, the voice of Jesus, is always the voice of justice. And when there is an injustice, the voice of Jesus stirs us up to speak to injustice. The voice of Jesus stirs us up when somebody is in need to meet the need, not just say, "Have peace." The voice of Jesus stirs us to action. If you want to hear the voice of the Savior, it's the voice of peace, it's the voice of calmness, it's the voice of action, it's the voice that tells us when there's an injustice to speak against that injustice. I remember a wonderful story from the Apostle Paul when he was at a business meeting. You know, even the early church had business meeting. And at that business meeting, they were having a problem, these good, faithful Jewish people, about those Gentiles that wanted to come in and have all the grace that the Jews had. And Peter, who had once advocated for the Gentiles, was starting to have second thoughts because there was a real contingent saying, we've got to keep these people in line. And in Paul's letter, he said, "I withstood Peter to his face." That's the kind of Jesus I love to follow. The Jesus of peace and the Jesus of action. Have you heard the voice of Jesus? He said, "My sheep hear my voice." And there's one word that we need to listen for with the voice of Jesus. And that's the word, come. He says, "Come to me, all who are weary. Come and rest." And so often when we get to our Monday mornings and we hit the ground running, we need to hear, strain to hear the voice of Jesus say, "Come." In the middle of our busy days, he says, "Come away to rest." In the middle of conflict, he says, "Come to hear my voice of peace." In the middle of any type of situation we're in, when we're fearful, he says, "Come." Have you heard the voice of Jesus? "My sheep," he says, "hear my voice." It's the voice of peace. It's the voice of action. It's the voice when we are in the throes of busyness that says, "Come." Let us pray. Out of my bondage, sorrow, and night, Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come. Into your freedom, gladness, and light, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of earth's sorrows, into thy balm, out of life's storms, and into thy calm, out of distress, to jubilant psalm, Jesus, I come to thee. Lord, we come to thee now, but we hope to come to you again on Monday morning, when the workday begins, when the cares of life close in on us. Lord, we will come and hear your voice again to speak peace. Amen.